You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
A number of times about it on the campaign was shifting the tax burden for property taxes from what he called minority communities to white-based communities and putting more taxes on white people. I also noticed that in your acceptance speech you didn't mention anything about America or Christians or white people in general, and so I didn't know if that was one of the policies that you guys had spoken about.
We focused on affordability. We focused on the cost of living crisis. What I will say is that I am very much interested in property tax reform, because what we see right now in New York City is a system that is so inequitable that it can't even stand up in court. And the president and I spoke about the importance of not only building more housing, but also making sure that regulation of housing is something that is manageable to actually get through and not the cause of yet another weight that we see in our city.
To be clear, you're continuing this idea of race-based property taxes.
No, to be very clear, the use of the term was a description of neighborhoods, not a description of intent.
So you intend to tax the whiter neighborhoods more?
No, we intend to create a fair property tax system because we want a New York City that is not only fair and equitable, but also one that every New Yorker can afford.
Mr. Manzani, anti-Israel protesters just targeted a synagogue in New York. Are you concerned about Jewish New Yorkers feeling welcome and safe in the city? And President Trump, you threatened to cut off federal funding to New York City. What policies would prompt you to do that? Would that be city-run grocery stores? Would it be something else?
Well, I think if we didn't get along, whether it's cut off or just make it a little bit difficult or not give as much, and we want to see, I use the term, we don't want good money going after bad, and we don't want that to happen. I don't think that's going to happen. I did say that, you know, subject to what policies are being set. We had a meeting today that actually surprised me. He wants to see no crime. He wants to see housing being built. He wants to see rents coming down, all things that I agree with. Now, we may disagree how we get there, the rent coming down. I think one of the things I really gleaned very much today, he'd like to see him come down, ideally, by building a lot of additional housing. Yeah. That's the ultimate way. He agrees with that, and so do I. But if I read the newspapers and the stories, I don't hear that. But I heard him say it today, and I think that's a very positive step. No, I don't expect, I expect to be helping him, not hurting him. A big help, because I want New York City to be great. Look, I love New York City. It's where I come from. I spent a lot of years there. Now I'm right here. We took a big setback with a mayor that we had, Dame de Blasio. I thought it was a tremendous setback for the city. I think this mayor can do some things that are going to be really great.
Mr. President, I'm going to say,
okay, How about you, you? Go ahead, please.
You're a billionaire. You have a different address nowadays than you used to. You used to call New York City home. Would you feel comfortable living in New York City under a Mamdani administration?
Yeah, I would. I really would. Especially after the meeting. Absolutely.
What makes you comfortable?
We agree on a lot more than I would have thought. I think he's, I want him to do a great job, and we'll help him do a great job. You know, he may have different views, but in many ways, you know, we were discussing when Bernie Sanders was out of the race, I picked up a lot of his votes, and people had no idea because he was strong on not getting ripped off in trade and lots of the things that I've practiced and been very successful on, tariffs, a lot of things. Bernie Sanders and I agreed on much more than people thought. And when he was put out of the race, I think quite unfairly, if you want to know the truth, many of the Bernie Sanders voters voted for me. And I felt very comfortable, frankly, in seeing that and saying that. And, you know, it just turned out to be a statistical truth. But no, I feel very comfortable. I would feel very, very comfortable being in New York, and I think much more so after the meeting. Yes, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a question for you, but a very quick one for
please.
The mayor. Why did you fly here? Aren't trains greener?
I'll use every form of transit, and I want to make sure that they're all affordable in New York City, and that's why making buses fast and free is a centerpiece of our campaign.
There's a bus that goes.
Well, but I know, but if you flew, that's a lot quicker, too. You know, I mean, he's working very hard for him to be. That's a very long drive. I'll stick up for you. You know, the plane takes you 30 minutes, and driving takes you a little.
And, Mr. President, I was wondering if you could clear up some confusion around a Washington Post report. There was this explosive report that the Coast Guard is no longer going to characterize swastikas and uses as hate symbols. DHS called that a lie and fake news. Can you clear up?
I don't know anything about it. When was this written?
Yesterday?
Well, look, the Coast Guard's an incredible group of people. I know them very well. We just ordered a lot of new Coast Guard cutters. Beautiful, most magnificent ship. They look like yachts with lots of guns on them. So I don't know. I haven't seen any report like that. But certainly we want them to remain a great force, and they are.
Mr. President, the peace in all the 9 months
yes.
around the world. I would like to ask Mr. Mamdani, you've accused the U.S. government of committing genocide in Gaza while President Trump was working on peace. Why that?
I've spoken about the Israeli government committing genocide, and I've spoken about our government funding it. And I shared with the president in our meeting about the concern that many New Yorkers have of wanting their tax dollars to go towards the benefit of New Yorkers and their ability to afford basic dignity. And what we see right now is we're in the ninth consecutive year of more than 100,000 school children being homeless in our city. And there's a desperate need not only for the following of human rights, but also the following through on the promises we've made New Yorkers. And I appreciated the meeting we had and the work that we can do.
Do you agree that President Trump didn't do a peace and work hard to make the peace? Because he worked hard to do the peace in the Middle East and everywhere. What do you agree with that?
I appreciate all efforts towards peace, and I shared with President Trump that when I spoke to Trump voters on Hillside Avenue, including one of whom was a pharmacist that spoke about how President Trump's father actually went to that pharmacy not too far from Jamaica Estates, that people were tired of seeing our tax dollars fund endless wars. And I also believe that we have to follow through on the international human rights, and I know that still today those are being violated, and that continues to be work that has to be done no matter where we're speaking of.
Mr. President, do you view the mayor-elect as the true leader of the Democrat Party, and do you think Leader Schumer is the leader Jeffries, you know, have to follow his lead?
Well, look, I hope they have great leaders. This is a man that right now I think is focused in New York City. I really think he has a chance to do a great job. We're going to help him. But I really think he has a chance to do a great job. But I'll let you answer that. You consider yourself the leader of the Democrats. I think it's more appropriate for him.
I consider myself the next mayor of New York City, and I keep my horizons firmly on New York City. And I appreciate the meeting with the president, which focused again on the five boroughs and whether New Yorkers could afford to live there.
By the way, being the mayor of New York City is a big deal.
Absolutely.
I always said, you know, one of the things I would love to be someday is the mayor of New York City. Being the mayor of New York, and especially now, because I think you're at a turning point, one way or the other. It could go great, or it can go in a different direction. And I think you really have a chance to make it great.
I appreciate your time.
Mr. President, you say you love New York City. Mr. Mamdani, does New York City love President Trump?
New York City loves a future that is affordable. And I can tell you that there were more New Yorkers who voted for President Trump in the most recent presidential election because of that focus on cost of living. And I'm looking forward to working together to deliver on that affordability agenda.
I got a lot of votes. One more. Go ahead. One or two more. Go ahead.
I tell you,
the press has eaten this thing up. You know, I've had a lot of meetings with the heads of major countries. Nobody cared. This meeting, that you people have gone crazy. You know, outside, you have hundreds of people waiting. This is just a small little group. For some reason, the press has found this to be a very interesting meeting. The biggest people in the world, they come over from countries nobody cares. But they did care about this meeting, and it was a great meeting. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. President, I was going to ask you exactly that. Why do you think there's so much more, you know, so much excitement around this thing in some form?
Because I think he's different. All right? I think he's different, and that can be in a very positive way. But I think he's different than, you know, your typical guy runs, wins, becomes mayor maybe, and nothing exciting. Because he has a chance to really do something great for New York. New York is at a very critical point. And he does need the help of the federal government to really succeed. And we're going to be helping him. But he's different than, you know, your average candidate. He came out of nowhere. I said he has a great campaign manager standing over there. He came out of nowhere. What, you start off at one or two? And then I watched. I said, who is this guy? He was at one. Then he was at three, then he was at five, then he was at nine. Then he went up to 17. I said, that's going to be a little bit interesting, right? And then all of a sudden he wins a primary that nobody expected he was going to win. It's a great tribute. I mean, it's an amazing thing that he did.
I'll just add one thing to what the president said. Is one thing I also appreciated is in our meeting to appreciate a portrait of FDR and the incredible work that was done with the New Deal and also in thinking about what it can look like when the federal government and New York City government work together to deliver on affordability and can be transformative.
You know, we have a great portrait of FDR that I found in the vaults that was missing for years. I found it and I put it up. He's a Democrat, to the best of my knowledge. He's a Democrat. And when the mayor saw that portrait, he said, sir, do you mind if I have a picture taken by that portrait? It's an amazing portrait. I hope the picture comes out good.
It is.
But it's an amazing portrait in the cabinet room. So he's a big fan of the New Deal, I guess, and of FDR. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Mr. President. You said that you both spoke about crime.
Yeah.
There are many police officers set to come off the rolls at the end of this year in New York City. Are you going to allow those police to be replaced with police officers, actual cops? And are you going to require that that happens? Would there be some consequences?
Well, I hope it happens, but again, that's going to be ultimately the mayor's decision.
What's your answer?
Is that I look forward to delivering public safety with the NYPD, and I've said over the course of our campaign that we have the number of police officers today. They are
that's
budgeted about 35,000 headcount. And I think the key thing is that we have to make it easier for police to focus on police work, not ask them to respond to 200,000 mental health calls a year.
So is that a reduction from what you're at right now? Are you committing to maintaining the same level?
I've committed over the course of the campaign to maintain the 35,000. That's the headcount that we have through the campaign.
And not replace them with caseworkers, social workers.
No, I've said that's the headcount that we want. What we need to do is make sure they can focus on serious crime.
And he just retained a great police commissioner, I believe, right?
Yes, we did, Commissioner Fish.
If the newspapers are correct.
That one they're correct about.
He retained, I think, somebody that is a... She's a good friend of some of the people in my family, of Ivanka, and they say she's really good, really competent, and he just retained her, so that's a good sign. There will be topics that we disagree on. I think we'll probably come to a conclusion, and ultimately he'll convince me, or I'll convince him. You know, it's for the good of New York. Ultimately, it's for the good of New York. I don't care about affiliations or parties or anything else. I want to see if this city could be unbelievable. If he could be a spectacular success, I'd be very happy.
Do you think you guys will meet more in the future, too?
Excuse me?
Do you think you'll meet again in the future? You know, throughout the
administration? I think we will. Yeah. I think we will. I hope we do. I enjoyed the meeting. We had a great meeting. Please.
Mr. President, Republican Elise Stefanik has campaigned multiple times by calling Zohra Mamdani a jihadist. Do you think you're standing next to a jihadist right now in the Oval Office?
No, I don't, but she's out there campaigning. And, you know, you say things sometimes in a campaign.
Isn't that sort of
the She's a very capable person. But you really have to ask her about that. But you know, I don't particularly. I think I met with a man who's a very rational person. I met with a man who really wants to see New York be great again. And I can say again, because New York was great. You know, when I came down to Washington initially, the city was so hot. It was doing great. We were having some telltale signs of problems. We had a mayor that was not doing a great job, but still, it was moving along. And it went bad. It really went, you know, pretty bad. And he can, I think it's been at lower points, but it went pretty bad. I think he can bring it back. Now, the question is, will he bring it back all the way? Will he bring it back greater than ever before? Which is, I guarantee, that's his wish. I think he wants to make it greater than ever before. Thanks. And if he can, we'll be out there cheering. I'll be cheering for him. Okay? Thank you very much, everybody.
Okay. Well, that was something. Didn't really know what that's. Well, the BFFs, President and Mamdani. It's like a bro fest in the Oval Office. A lot of love. The only thing he didn't do was hug. That's just wrapped up. President Mamdani. Two guys who've said nothing but the most horrible things about each other. With Mamdani probably leading the fight. And yeah, it's all water under the Verrazano Narrows Bridge, I guess. So, there you go. Not really sure what to make of all this. Politics is theater, obviously. The president trying to be a statesman, diplomat. I don't know how Mamdani's people are going to feel about this, to be honest with you. I know he said 1 in 10 of his voters were Trump voters, but I'm not really sure how Mamdani's people feel after this meeting today, when the guy has been campaigning on doing nothing but going after the president and stopping him and being the resistance. And I guess my prediction at the beginning of the show is kind of true, right? That this guy is a con artist, is really just a showman, and all that stuff during the campaign was just campaign. I think he doesn't know what to do. I mean, has no idea how to govern. He's no idea how to be mayor. No idea how to run this city. He's never had a job. So he's going to look for help wherever he can possibly find it. And if that means kissing up to the president, then he'll do it. And that's what clearly he was doing in a big, big way. Big time. And obviously the president wants New York City to succeed. He wants the city to succeed because it's an American city. So, yeah, obviously, definitely. I don't know if the president might be getting ahead of his skis a little bit to say this guy's going to be a great mayor. I think we may have to watch that a little bit. The jury might be out on that one. Not so sure I share that optimism, that sentiment. But at best, he may be a completely incompetent mayor who's not able to get anything done. I don't know, man. That's something you don't see every day. You really don't. You really don't see that. I don't think anybody was expecting that. I think people were expecting it was going to be more of like the situation with Zelensky and the president of the Oval Office earlier this year, when it got very tense and there was the whole thing with you don't have the cards right now. But Mamdani came in and was clearly kissing up to the president, and he takes it out quite well. And there you go. So the new bromance is born. Yes, this is the strangest time to be alive. There's no doubt about that. I don't really know what else to tell you. Mamdani's going to be completely ineffective, and that's obvious here. He's not going to be able to get anything done. Keeping Jessica Tisch is already making people upset. Yes, good point, Matt. When people find out she's friends with Ivanka, that's really going to make people upset. I would think a lot of Mamdani's core are probably going to be very angry over this. I don't know how many of them are going to think that this is Mamdani playing 4D chess. It was interesting. One thing I did notice, though, that was interesting was when the president said that he wants crime to go down, that Mamdani wants crime to go down. I didn't see that coming because, again, Mamdani kind of campaigned on this whole thing. And for years and years and years, he was saying how the NYPD are a bunch of oppressors and the NYPD is the problem. They have to be defunded for queer liberation and all this other stuff. I guess it's true. People just say things in politics they don't mean, which I know is a huge shock. Beyond that, I don't really know what to say. President of the United States wants the city in America to succeed. Obviously, certainly he does. But whether or not Mamdani is going to be a great mayor, like Trump does this, he tends to say very nice things about people who were once his critics and then decide that they are no longer his critics. Some of them become vice president, for example, and secretary of state. And so, I mean, he does have a pattern of this where people who once said mean and vicious things about him become buds once they kind of do a 180. Sometimes it's the people who are always there that don't find themselves in that position, which is another interesting story of itself. By the way, that was Jack Sobieck in the Oval Office who was asking a question regarding whether or not Mamdani wants to see taxes based on race and appropriating taxes and raising taxes on white neighborhoods, which, again, is something that Mamdani had said in the past, but I guess all that's behind us. It was all just campaign rhetoric. Not if it mattered. Look, Trump has nothing to lose here because he's president. He's not running again. And he's got a very strong base of support. Mamdani is not even mayor yet. And so I would think his people and his fellow Democrat Socialists of America, I can only imagine what the squad members must be thinking right now. I mean, AOC, who went out there and campaigned for this guy day in and day out, she's probably losing her mind or pouring a drink. She was a bartender, after all. I'm not knocking bartenders. I'm just pointing that out. So she probably makes a wonderful drink. Probably makes a good old-fashioned. I'm just saying she's probably losing her freaking mind right now. I would imagine Bernie's probably losing his freaking mind, especially when the president made the point of saying that many of Bernie's supporters wound up voting for him. So we'll see if there's any reaction from them as the show goes on. We'll see. We'll find out. We'll also see if Mamdani comes out and says anything at the microphones, because the microphones were all set up there. But it was a wonderfully positive love fest in the Oval Office between the president of the United States and the communist mayor of New York City, who now is apparently not a Democrat socialist anymore. A big admirer of FDR, who, of course, gave us a New Deal and internment camps and the greatest expansion of federal government in the history of the United States of America and the greatest expansion of executive authority in the history of the United States of America. So Mamdani wanted to take a picture with him because FDR is the spiritual leader of the left. That doesn't surprise me. That part of it doesn't surprise me. But anyway, the rest of it certainly does. That's for sure. I think a lot of people today are all turning around and going, huh? Kind of strange. But we'll see what the reaction is. We'll see what the fallout is. We'll monitor that for you if there's any, and we'll certainly bring it to you as we go on. That's the big story of this hour so far, brought to you by Dr. Mike Vanaria, Vanaria Dental. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Your reaction to that, would love to have it. 855-839-1210. You can weigh in on our YouTube chat. You can tweet at Rich Zeoli and let me know what you think. I'm watching Brian Kilmeade's face. He looks about as stunned as I do right now. After having the president on his radio show this morning, he's filling in for Will Cain right now. So anyway, let me know your thoughts on that. And listen, when it comes to your home, protection and peace of mind are paramount. That's why Emmons is my go-to contractor for roofing, siding, and windows. They even have a new bathroom and Kitchen Remodeling Division. Emmons will not only make sure your home looks beautiful from the curb, but it will have greater appeal with American-made products, including the Owens Corning shingle made right here in New Jersey. That's right. And Emmons is platinum certified with the Owens Corning shingle. What does that mean? That means it's the highest level you can get. And a lifetime warranty on the roof. A lifetime warranty on that roof. A lifetime warranty on the materials and the workmanship as well. So if anything goes wrong, Emmons will be all over it. That's what you want. And it won't go wrong because they do great work. And I know this because they've done great work in my home over 12 years in two different homes. The doors and windows they use are also made right here in America. The CertainTeed siding made right outside of Philly. So you're going to get the best American craftsmanship from a local family-owned company that has done tremendous work. Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. And when it comes to the remodeling, they're going to remodel our kids' bathroom. I know they'll do a great job with that because they remodeled the bathroom in our old house, and they did beautiful job. My wife was happy. Happy wife, happy life. So reach out to them today by going to emmonsroofing.com. E-M-M-O-N-S, emmonsroofing.com. They're the best at what they do. They'll do great work for you, and you will have that lifetime warranty on your roof. Make sure you tell them I sent you, emmonsroofing.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So the the meeting just wrapped up with the president and Mamdani, and that was a love fest, like a love fest I've never seen before. Weigh in. Let me know your thoughts on that. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zioli. I'm dying to know what the reaction is going to be from the squad, from AOC, from Bernie, from all them. I'm dying to know. I can't wait, because you'd expect it would have been maybe a tad more tense than that. Maybe just a tiny little bit more tense. Like, I mean, it wasn't tense on anything. They agreed on everything, and the president was saying he's going to be a great mayor. So I have my doubts, to say the least, about that. I'm not trying to polish a turd. I'm just simply stunned. I think we all are. I think I expected it was going to be a little bit more tense, if nothing else, just from Mamdani just trying to, you know, go in there and strut a little bit. But I don't know what they agreed to before the press was allowed into the room. Maybe the president's giving him a whole lot of cash or something. I don't know. But it will be interesting, the reaction to this, especially the part about how he wants crime to go down. Because remember, to the people that were backing him for mayor and chanting tax the rich, and all the other things, part of what they wanted to do was they wanted to get rid of the police. So, yeah. Oh, there we go. Give me your thoughts on that. Weigh in. Feel free to chat away on our YouTube chat. You can also call the show, 855-839-1210. Justin will be happy to screen your call, and you can let me know what you think. Oh, and by the way, the... it's just so funny. I don't know. I'm just it's very funny. Mamdani's looking forward to working with the New York Police Department. So Mangelmush said, he said, potentially great, Rich. Stop misquoting. Okay, I'm sorry. He said potentially great. Is that better? Okay. Like Mangelmush has the Trump defense syndrome going on right there. Potentially great. All right. A potentially great mayor. I'm not sure I think he's going to be a potentially great mayor. Let me make sure I'm very clear on that. I don't really think he's going to be a potentially great mayor either. So, I mean, everybody's got potential. I just don't see it. But maybe I'm wrong here. On another note here, let's see. They talked about housing. They agreed on housing and how they wanted to get more housing going for New York City. And Mangelmush is now the President Trump defense attorney for the show, I guess. Potentially great mayor of New York City. Potentially. Or potentially a freaking disaster for the people of New York City. No, I think it's probably going to be, I would imagine, and I think probably the best case scenario is this guy is just completely feckless and accomplishes nothing. That's probably the best thing that could happen. I remember what Rush Limbaugh said about Barack Obama when he got elected, and he got into all this trouble for it. He said, if his goal is socialism, I hope he fails. Remember that? And then he got into all this trouble because people twisted his words and they said, like, oh, you're hoping the president fails. I'll just say this. If Mamdani's goal is socialism, I hope he fails. But there we go. Now, it's also possible that Trump may be trashing him on Truth Social by tonight. So that's certainly possible as well. We will see. Chrissy Houlihan from Pennsylvania. She's freaking out because apparently the president threatened her death by hanging. So we do have that outrage today. And New Hampshire Democrat Maggie Goodlander. Oh, this is a good one here. So she was on CNN with Wolf Blitzer. Again, really struggling big time to answer the question of what illegal orders have members of the military been given. So what have they been given that's illegal? Can you explain that for us? This is awkward because, again, they can't give any because they haven't been given any. So they can't give any examples of that because they haven't been given any illegal orders. So you can't cite an example of an illegal order if no illegal order has been given. I'm just pointing that out. But this is a great example of that. Cut number four.
Have you, Congresswoman, or any other of these Democratic members of Congress heard directly from members of the U.S. military or the broader national security community who believe they've been given unlawful orders?
Well, you know, what I'd say is I have heard from service members, and I have heard from service members, and this is all a matter of public record. What we see is an uptick of concern from the men and women who are serving in uniform about the legality of orders that are being given. And
like what? What have you heard? What? Give an example. Please give an example. We'd love to have one. I think it would make our lives easier, wouldn't it? If you can give us an example of that. Here's Chrissy Houlihan, very concerned that the president's calling for her death, apparently. Cut five.
Earlier today, the president of the United States used his platform to call for my arrest and even to threaten violence against me, specifically death by hanging. Why? Because I joined five other duly elected members of Congress who have served in the military or in intelligence services in recording a simple message to our armed forces. Our message to them was, remember your oath, follow lawful orders, refuse unlawful ones, uphold the Constitution above all else. Each of us who has participated has previously served this nation with honor, and the fact that the president responded with threats is really chilling, and it reveals far more about his authoritarian instincts than it does about anything that we said. In fact, he made our case for us. But let me be clear about something else. Political intimidation and threats of violence are not leadership, and they will not silence those of us who believe in the rule of law and who actually respect our
All right, let's stop it right there. What did I tell you yesterday? See, someday I'll be wrong, but today's not that day. I mean, I've been wrong about a couple things. But the point is, I told you these members of Congress would all be grandstanding with putting out videos and raising money off of this threat to have them executed, which is actually really not a real thing. But I did tell you that that's exactly what they would be doing. Putting out videos, putting out campaign emails, trying to raise money off of this, over this threat that they are going to be put to death and executed, which, of course, is actually not a real thing. And right on cue, the videos and the emails go out. Mark's in Philly. He's got a comment about the meeting between President Trump and... Mark, you there? I had Mark, but we lost Mark. All right, if you'd like to weigh in, 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Feel free to jump in and do it. Joe in Columbus, let's see. And what did Joe say? He said... I thought he said something. I saw Trump setting the standard for Mamdani to live by and operate in New York. Is that what you saw, Joe? I don't know what I saw there. But hey, you got to see something, I guess. I'm not really sure what that was. But hey, listen, we love bipartisanship. It's all the rage now. There will be melts. I only wish I had a show tomorrow. Actually, I don't. Tomorrow's Saturday. I only wish I had a show tomorrow just because I would love to have the outrage show. Whoever's on tomorrow is lucky because there's going to be, I would think, if I were a betting man, and I'm usually right about this stuff, I would bet there's going to be some meltdowns on social media from some of the people on the left and some Zoran Mamdani supporters. I would bet if I were a betting man. Mark's in Philly. Mark's back. Hey, Mark.
Hey, what's up? I don't want to be rude. I was in a Wawa. Hey.
So, what'd you get in Wawa? That's way more interesting.
I got DeSantis a vanilla Coke, and then I got an eclair, and then that's about it. But listen, so yeah. My wife called, and she's like, did Mondavi, like, beat up Trump in the background? Like, joking around, like, what happened? Like, they're, like, such talking trash about each other. And then all of a sudden, they're like you said, BFFs. But what happened recently? Like, who visited the White House recently? The Saudi prince. Do you think he had anything to do with it? Especially now that Mondavi wants to build, like, housing in New York. And you said, what did Trump give him money?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he's given him, like, what? Quote, unquote, $1 trillion? Dude, you never know these days. Anything's possible. But, like, all of a sudden, like, the whole tone just changed. I'm like, listen, I'm like, what the hell's going on? Dude, I hope America's around for a lot longer, but it doesn't seem that way. Like, we're just getting bought out left and right.
So the point about Saudi Arabia, so maybe the Saudis are investing a ton of that money into real estate in New York City.
And they're telling Trump when he came over, he's like, yo, give this dude a break. You know what I mean? Like, because he's, like, I don't want to be, like, I don't know what to say, but, like, he's one of us. like, give him a break, let him do his thing. Because, you know, money talks, and we all know that.
Yeah, look, I mean, commies need money too, right?
Yeah, because Trump was talking, they're both talking trash about each other last week, and then all of a sudden, the prince shows up, now they're like, BFF's coming out.
Yeah, that was a bromance. Dude, it was an Oval Office bromance.
I'm like, I can't believe what I'm listening. I thought it was like AI, like, audio. You know what I mean? I'm like, what the hell is this? All right, man.
Mark, go enjoy your eclair, buddy, and thank you for the call. I appreciate it. You have a great weekend and a happy Thanksgiving, Mark. This is my last show till after Thanksgiving. Although I'm not done working. I'm just working in other capacities next week. Yeah, although after today, I might be just driving an Uber. No, I'm Monday. I'm doing Fela's radio show and also America's Newsroom, and then Tuesday America Reports, and Wednesday Dana Lash's radio show, and then Thursday, Friday, America's Newsroom. So, and I'll be around. Just, you know, keep the conversation going on social media. Rich Zeoli Show across all the platforms. Make it easy, and you'll understand. So, yes, I am filling in for myself today. That's right. And Mark called from a Wawa. Jesus Godi is surprised I have a show today as well. So, we're all surprised by that. And actually, right now, I kind of wish I had taken off, because I don't really have a reaction to what I just saw in the Oval Office. I don't really know. Matt, you're going to have to pull some audio for the 5 o'clock hour so we can bring the 5 o'clock audience up to speed on what just happened there, if you could.
Sounds good.
I would appreciate that. And feel free to weigh in. I mean, I haven't seen married people be that nice to each other, like newlyweds be that nice to each other. You know what I mean? There wasn't even any snark. There was no snark. It was a snarkless meeting. They were defending each other. Even when the press was asking questions, like Sobiech was asking questions, the president was defending Mamdani against Sobiech. Really, I've seen newlyweds on their honeymoon who have not been that nice to each other. It's amazing. Well, maybe the president will get praise from the media over this. Maybe he'll get a lot of praise from the corporate mainstream media over this incredible level of respect and bipartisanship. Perhaps Jon Stewart, Bill Maher. Bill Maher might actually, because he's been, you know, he had dinner with him and he said he was a much different person when he had dinner with him. And so maybe he will actually. But maybe Jon Stewart, maybe Jimmy Kimmel tonight will go on and praise the president's bipartisanship and how he's reaching across the aisle and just wants to see the young commie succeed in New York on behalf of all New Yorkers who mostly hate him. But I don't know. Maybe. I mean, anything's possible. Oh, by the way, speaking of Jimmy Kimmel, on last night's Jimmy Kimmel Live, Eric Swalwell announced he's running for president of the United States. Now, he's done this before, you know. He's run before. In fact, I remember this, too. There was when they were doing the Russiagate stuff, and they had Corey Lewandowski in there, and Swalwell was questioning him. And Corey, being the wise-ass that he is, kept referring to him as President Swalwell, which I thought was hysterical. But, yep, Swalwell's running again. This time he's decided now he's going to do this. Oh, no, is he running for governor? What is he doing? Oh, no, he's governor. I'm sorry, not president. He ran for president before. This time he's running for governor. Okay, I can't keep track. Governor of California, that's what it is. So Newsom's term limited, I guess. He's running for president. So Swalwell's going to run for governor of California. Hey, why not? He's got all the qualifications for it. He's an incompetent buffoon, like Newsom. He's a showman, like Newsom. He's a blowhard, like Newsom. I don't know if he has the hair, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, he doesn't have bad hair, but Newsom has set the standard for political hair. There's a whole lot of oil that's involved in that, as you know. That's why his carbon footprint of his head is just massive. But I don't know if Swalwell has the pompadour, the do to really, you know what I mean? But anyway, here's cut one.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. I love California. It's the greatest country in the world.
It's not a country.
Greatest
jackass.
Country in the world. But that's why it pisses me off to see Californians running through the fields where they work from ICE agents or troops in our streets.
It's horrifying.
It's horrifying.
It's absolutely
or cancer research
horrifying.
Being canceled. it's awful to look at. And our state, this great state, needs a fighter and a protector, someone who will bring prices down, lift wages up. And we can say that we're the fourth largest economy in the world, and we are, and I love to brag about that. But what does that mean if you can't afford to live here? So I've been in these fights as a city council member up in Dublin, my hometown, as a prosecutor in Oakland, and taking on the most corrupt president ever in the U.S. Congress. But I'm ready to bring this fight home. So I came here tonight, Jimmy, to tell you and your audience that I'm running to be the next governor of California.
Woo!
I'm excited to do it.
Yeah. You know what?
Thank you.
I'm glad to hear that.
Thank you.
Now, if I may, you're going to have to figure out the beard if you want to be governor.
Hey, great. All right, DeSantis, I know you want to play it.
Thank you. Well, obviously, Swalwell failed to run for president. He is probably going to fail to become the next governor of California. He also failed to exhibit good manners while speaking with Chris Matthews on MSNBC in 2015. Justin, cut two, if you will.
The evidence is uncontradicted that the president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election. And the complaint that I've heard from...
Harvard graduate
with a seven-year-old sense of humor.
Oh, it's funny every time.
It's actually not funny anymore. I think you're the only one who finds it funny. I'm just saying.
We'll put up a YouTube poll. I bet it's overwhelmingly in favor of listening to the Swalwell clip.
Possibly. It's very possible. Well, we'll see. We'll see if people think so, if they still find it funny.
I usually lose these polls. Very confident I'll get a W here.
I'm just telling you right now, if he does run for governor, we've got a lot of audio. We're not playing that after every time he speaks.
We have to.
No, we can't. We can't.
It's one of the rules of the show.
It's not a rule of the show. You don't get to make rules of the show. And it's not a rule of the show.
I should get one rule. I don't have much control over anything. Give me a bone here.
Not that one. What's the reaction you're seeing on social media to the meeting with Trump and Mamdani?
Well, Republican, Democrat, or anything in between, everyone kind of seems to agree it was weird. The New York Times is happy because they think that this means that Trump isn't going to send the National Guard into New York City. Eric Adams' office is criticizing Mamdani. You've got people on X hypothesizing that Trump and Mamdani both have a shared disdain for the Democrat Party establishment, which is why they were such good friends this afternoon. You had some disgruntled Mamdani supporters saying, what did Zoran just do? It's basically like cutting a commercial for Donald Trump. And then you had some Trump supporters that weren't too happy with the friendly exchange with Mamdani. They wanted to see Trump really go after him. So, well, mixed opinions.
I think, okay, all right. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll give you some more thoughts on this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back, and I'll have more thoughts. The top thought, though, is that this humanizes Trump, which, if you remember how much trouble it was Jimmy Fallon who got into when he had Trump on his show, and he played with his hair, and they were like, oh, my God. And then Saturday Night Live had Trump on, and they were all angry that this humanized him. So if anything, I would imagine that, because, again, Mamdani's going to get a lot more blowback here, I think, than Trump will. I mean, there'll be some. I'm sure probably Nick Fuentes is going to kill him, but he's been killing him over everything these days, and who really cares what the hell that guy has to say. But beyond that, I mean, Mamdani just humanized Trump in a big way, and that's like the cardinal sin. You can't do that in the left. You're not supposed to do that because he's supposed to be fascist and he's supposed to be a Hitler. In fact, there was a funny moment, I don't know if you caught it, where they said, do you still think he's a fascist? And the president grabbed his arm and said, that's okay, you can say yes. And everybody kind of laughed. So I think, if anything, Mamdani is going to get a lot of blowback from his peeps, because first of all, his peeps are all nuts. They're all the socialist wackos, and they're all going to say, you just humanized him. You made him look like a legitimate guy, interested in helping people, bipartisan, and that if all the other Democrats would just do what you just did, instead of just attacking him all the time, he'd be helping them too. Because I mean, I would think that that's probably what they're going to say. They're going to say like you just made the guy look human. And so Brandon Johnson, instead of going on with your pontificating and that Tubby Pritzker and all these other people, like, hey, if you went to the Oval Office and met with the president and worked with him, and he'd be willing to help you and help your cities could be better. And you just proved Trump's point, which is that he just wants to help. Like D.C., like the mayor, like he's sending in the federal law enforcement to help fight crime. He wants to help, and it goes against the narrative that he's Hitler and he's a fascist, and that's all they want. That's all they want the narrative to be. So if you go in there and you make the guy seem nice and like a human being, then you've helped normalize him and humanize him, because there's a lot of eyes on that, and there's going to be a lot of social media reaction to this on various platforms with everybody with a microphone, which is literally everybody right now, giving their own 2 cents on this. So I would think that's probably going to be the biggest blowback that Mamdani faces after this meeting today in the Oval Office. How could you normalize this guy? How could you do that? How could you normalize the fascist? All right, let me tell you about Bob's Little Sports Shop, my go-to place. I love Bob's. I'm so happy that Bob's is our sponsor of the show. And, man, they've got some great Black Friday specials coming up for you. Save 5% off the purchase of firearms. Some details around that. You see it on their website at bobslittlesportshop.com. You can get a six-hour range card on sale for half off. You can pick a six-month range membership on sale for only $125. You'll also earn Bob's Bucks for every $100 you spend. You're going to get $5 in Bob's Bucks to use for the month of December on any purchase, excluding New Jersey hunting licenses and gift cards. And Bob's is the perfect place to host your holiday get-together, offering a one-of-a-kind experience that everyone will be talking about. Don't worry if your crew are not experienced shooters. Bob's has instructors that are NRA and range safety certified to help your guests have a great time. Holiday dates are filling up fast. You want to reach out to them today. There's no alcohol or drugs permitted on premises, obviously, but you have an incredible experience that nobody will ever forget. And the best part about Bob's, too, family-owned, 60 years in business, right in Glassboro, New Jersey, Delsey Drive, Gloucester County. Great people there. They're open Christmas Eve as well if you're a last-minute shopper. So get in there for the Black Friday specials. Book your holiday event at Bob's Little Sports Shop, bobslittlesportshop.com. This ad sponsored by Bob's Little Sports Shop.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Across the river in New Jersey, the NJEA, those lunatics over there, they had their convention, you know, and this story that came out on Fox News yesterday, we're going to talk about that with our friend Sarah Parshall Perry, who's going to join us in the next segment. Drag queens, they love the drag queens, and they love trashing conservatives, and they love throwing the indoctrination in our faces. And this crazy story that came out yesterday, which I will share with you in the 5 o'clock hour. But I'll tell you one thing, and this is the case. I mean, we talked about this with Corey DeAngelis. The teachers' unions are crazy people. They are crazy people, and they control everything with an iron fist. And they know full well, that they have your kids. And that is the battle. And so they have their little convention, and then they just show craziness, and they go all out with the craziness. And it was no doubt in my mind about that. We knew this would happen, but man, uncovered documents show the top teachers union guiding gender transitions and bashing conservatives. Insane Asylum, the NJEA training session aimed at dismantling systems of privilege and oppression. And that's what the New Jersey Education Association and the National Education Association posted on its website as they announced that more than 3 million educator members, a slate of training programs, including a session named Advancing LGBTQ Plus Justice, which is scheduled for December 2nd through the 14th, 2025, and an Advancing Racial Justice Through Union Work, January 13th through the 15th. All that straight ahead in our 5 o'clock hour. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.